OpNav Instruction 5100.23 Gulf, Navy Safety and Occupational Health Program Manual, Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 3, Organization and Staffing. 1. Headquarters commands shall designate which official who will have sufficient authority and responsibility to represent effectively and support the headquarters commander in the management and administration of the headquarters command safety program. Safety. 2. Funding for safety within CNI is part of what? Base operating support, Bravo Oscar Sierra. 3. What supports the Navy safety programs unique to specific Echelon 2 missions? Mission safety. 4. Which safety programs refer to the program areas that safety organizations perform in order to support the region, command, or activity that they are part of or support? Core. 5. For locations outside the continental U.S., activities shall not gap safety positions for more than how many days? 30. 6. Regions or activities with more than how many employees shall assign at a minimum a full-time safety manager and adequate clerical support? 400. 7. All safety organizations supporting a region or activity population exceeding how many need at least full-time clerical support? 600. 8. Safety manager positions range from GS-11 to which level? GS-15. 9. The Occupational Medicine Staffing Guide applies to two specific professional categories, occupational health physicians and which other category? Occupational health nurses. 10. Medical treatment facilities serving 400 or more employees should have a full-time nurse, and those serving how many or more employees should have a full-time physician? 2000. 11. Considering the Navy's projected needs for industrial hygiene laboratory support and the recommendations of occupational health program managers, the Navy shall maintain not more than how many large consolidated laboratories, each to serve a specific geographical area. 3. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.